Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Happy Friday, everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Thank you so much for being here on a Friday. And, man, you know, TGIF for sure. Been a long week. I only worked 4 days this week. You guys must be exhausted. I was out on Monday, and I'm extremely tired. So you guys must be absolutely cashed. We got a lot to do today. We have a couple of really, really good guests, and we'll have some fun. It's a Friday. No game last night. So everyone, hopefully everybody had a nice, relaxing evening. I'm Woodsy. That to my right is not that. He to my right is Paul Reindel. He's the executive producer of the program. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great.
How's it doing?
How's it doing today?
It's well.
My buddy.
It pushes the drops buttons or it gets the hose.
That's right. Oh, wait. Is he a great big fat person? Paulie, my buddy, I was talking to him yesterday. He's getting married in a week. And I talked to you. I said he sounded like he got the... sounds like he has his soul sucked out of his body. He's just defeated right now. There's so much to do. And
that made me sad.
I know. It made me incredibly sad. But then he said that his fiance will say things like this. She speaks in the second person. She'll say, she's very happy with this dinner tonight. Or, I'm going to do this so he's not mad when he gets home.
She says it out loud to him
or in text. We'll come back to it because I want to introduce our friendly neighborhood sports anchor, Ben Higgins, as well. Good morning, Benjamin.
Ben is also very tired today.
No, he
is also very tired. So not the Ricky Henderson, whereas Ricky.
Correct.
That's the third person. That's the third person. This is the second person.
That's third person. Second person is this. Yesterday he goes, I go, how's everything going, man? He goes, Yeah, I mean, he's getting married in a week. I go, everything good? He goes, you know. And then he's 50-something years old. You know, this is it. He's like, I just feel
first
like...
First marriage?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like, I just feel like this is, you know. I go, yeah, man. I mean, you've been single a long time,
it's a big
bro.
Like, it's a huge change at this change, point in right? your life.
And he says, I'll tell you what I got waiting for me today. He goes, my fiance ordered a couple of chaise lounges for around the pool. They have a pool, they have a nice place in Texas. He goes, well, she didn't realize that they weren't put together. So these giant boxes just get dropped off. And now there's two massive chaise lounges that need to be put together. And so she rips the boxes open and she's putting one together. So she texted him, I'm putting the first one together so he's not mad when he gets home and has to do the hard one. And I go, what do you mean he? And he goes, me. And I go, but why doesn't she just say you? And he said, I don't know. That's just what she does. This is like trying to be cute. And he goes, I don't really think it's cute. And I go, yeah, I think it would drive me badass crazy if my wife did that to me. She's very full from dinner tonight. I would lose my mind. You take her. Hannah and I went out to dinner last night. If we got in the car, she goes, she's very happy. It was creepy to me. Is
yeah,
it not?
I don't like that.
I don't like it even a little bit.
Nope.
Not even a little. Man, that was so good. I'm so full. Talk like a normal human. So, yeah, it was very weird, I thought. You know, it just struck me as interesting.
It's an unusual quirk.
It's something. It's definitely something.
I mean, everyone
man.
Wants to have their own quirk, right?
Yeah.
No one wants to be just completely, utterly normal.
Wait, are we wrong about that? That it's second person?
The second person is you, David J. said. I don't know what she is.
What is that?
Fourth person.
Seventh person. He's very happy this morning.
Second person narration uses the pronoun you to address the reader directly, making them the protagonist.
I was an English major. I have no idea what any of that means. Any of it.
I think this is so weird that there's not even a name for it.
Is there not? Is there not?
Merriam-Webster website, first, second, and third person explained.
We know what third person is.
Second-person narration is a little-used technique of narrative in which the action is driven by a character known,
so it is
one,
third.
One known as you.
Okay. So David says, and he's one of the smartest. I text him throughout the show because he gives me answers to things I need. He says it's the third person with pronouns rather than the Ricky phenomenon of using his own name. So it's basically third
right.
person,
if
the
she,
same thing.
If she used her name so, instead
yeah,
of she,
that's true. It's
that
the
would
same
still
thing.
Be
She's
the
third person.
Yeah, the example here on the website is like, let's say I'm telling a story that I experience, and I'm like, all right, picture this. You're at a subway station. You're waiting for the train.
Right.
That
second
was me.
Person.
I was waiting for the train at that subway station, but I'm telling it differently. That's second person.
Well, anyway, it's weirder than F, and it's driving him crazy. And I just said, buddy, I'm sorry. You got to lean into it. You know, you just got to lean into. I also recommended for him, just get TaskRabbit, dude. Just do it now. Get the app. Send them to your house. You get home. It's not expensive. You get home. You don't have that impending dread of going home to put together a chaise lounge. And then you are happy, and you just pay this guy and grease him an extra $10 and call it a day, and you're done. I said you can do it from work, send him over, and get it done. Just knock it out. So he thought about it, but I don't know. I think he honestly wanted to go home and like start a fight about it, so he wasn't going to do that. So pretty good stuff. How is everybody's evening last night? Pretty low key in my house. For
so
sure.
You know, I'm still doing the I'm anchoring in for Kimberly Hunt this week. So still,
are you on? You're still on Diddy Watch?
Working, yeah. Diddy Watch.
You had a lot of Diddy.
Lots of Diddy yesterday. Had the big story was the opening of the new resort down in Chula Vista.
The Gaylord
Pacific Resort and Convention Center. Looks spectacular,
it
I must
looks
say.
Looks fantastic.
A big, giant economic driver for the South Bay. Going to bring in. They already have, get this. I mean, there's like 1,600 rooms.
Yep.
There's a water park, pools, 12 restaurants. I mean, this is like a Vegas mega resort, but down in Chula Vista on the water.
Yeah.
They have already booked conventions through the year 2035.
Wow.
That's amazing. I mean, that's what you want.
10 years worth of conventions?
It's not like fully booked for 10 years, but
sure.
Like the farthest one out
that's
is already
so cool.
They're thinking, okay, well, we need a convention in 2035. Let's go to this hotel that isn't even open yet, and we'll book it. And now it's open. They had their first two people check in yesterday. Just special
really?
Invited guests, like, you know, to test it out a little bit. But, it's going to be open to the public, I think, today.
We didn't get one.
No, we didn't. I did not get a special invite.
Need a bigger platform, I guess.
That would have been cool to be like, hey, why don't you guys come down and spend the weekend here?
Hey, you guys are always talking about
stuff,
other
hotels
stuff
and stuff.
South Bay.
Yeah.
7 miles from downtown.
Now, you're just like maybe 1 minute from, if you're at the Gaylord, they don't have a,
it's not a Las Vegas
it's not a
resort,
casino.
But you can get there to a 7 mile quite easily from that hotel. So that's probably a good thing for everybody involved.
Well, he's very disappointed that he didn't get an invite to the new Gaylord. Well, there's a Gaylord back home where I live, and it's fantastic, and we took the kids there for Christmas 1 year. It was amazing. Like, it's just incredible. My wife is obsessed with it. We stayed there. We had a great time. They do it up so big. I bet it's going to be incredible at Christmas. So
big,
that's
giant
cool.
Atrium with glass looking out on
beautiful.
The bay. That's where meetings in Nashville is the Gaylord Opryland Resort. So, yeah, we've got one of them now in San Diego, and at some point going to have to check it out. But I had a realization yesterday because I told you I just so exhausting, like, surprisingly. Why am I so tired?
Yeah.
It's a lot of hours, but I can talk for hours and hours. It shouldn't be that tiring. And then I got to around middle of the 6 o'clock news, like 6:30, and it finally hit me why this is so much harder than doing even 5 hours with the round table yesterday. It's the posture. It's sitting with good posture for several hours without really ever being able to take a break because you're on camera so often, you can't really slouch in the chair. So I'm always right on the edge of my seat. I'm always sitting up. If think about that. If you sat with good posture for our entire show,
there's no chance.
It would be exhausted.
It is. That's a good point.
Yeah.
I noticed myself lately.
Like, I can't do this on TV and just lean back if you're on the YouTube.
I wish you could.
We'll talk to you like this during the show.
Yeah.
I'll just do a nice little slouch. And
sometimes you'll fall asleep right in the middle of the show, too.
Absolutely.
Can't do that.
Well, I did that yesterday. This was weird, too. I'll add this story. So I didn't have time to go home after the roundtable between the start of my Channel 10 shift around 1 o'clock. So I said, you know what, I'm just going to take a little nap downstairs in my car, like I tend to do.
100
times. Put the chair back and park, you know where I'm parked, where I always am, right there facing the street. So it's a nice day. I roll down the windows, you know, it's pleasant, and I'm just relaxing and sleeping. It's pretty quiet, pretty peaceful. A group of three ladies, I can hear them. I can't see them because I'm blocked. I'm under a tree and I'm blocked by the cars. But they're out for a lunch walk from one of these office buildings. And they are having a conversation. You know what the conversation is about?
Posture.
They're talking about Kimberly Hunt. She's the one at Channel 10. And she's still married to Billy Ray. And they're talking, oh, yeah, I love Kimberly. And then they go, who's the sports guy there? Oh, that's Ben Higgins. He's the sports guy. And I'm thinking, this is so weird. Should I jump out of the car and say, hello, are you talking about me? I didn't. I just quietly just sat there as they walked by talking about me, slowly just disappearing off to the left. And I just sat there like frozen going, am I supposed to jump out and say something like in the weirdest moment of all time
for
their
lives? It is 6 o'clock in the morning.
He gets out. Hello, ladies.
Heard you were talking about me.
What if one of them was like,
you like sandwiches out there?
What if one of them was like, man, I'd like to break me off a piece of that.
Pound town. I did not. I mean, I only heard maybe 45 seconds of the conversation as they were walking by.
You're just eavesdropping and you hear, oh, yeah, Ben Higgins. Oh, what I'd do to him.
Oh, the guy's got no idea how I'd put it on him. He's got no idea. His head just
he's like leaned all the way back. He uses the auto.
Yeah. Hello,
you see
ladies.
His head popping out of the window.
Oh god,
that is surreal.
It was very surreal. There's random people are talking about me, and I can hear them as they're walking by.
I don't know strange. If I ever shared this, but my friend Mel. She lives up in San Marcos area, and she was at a bar that she goes to, and she was sitting at the bar, I think, having a beer, and she heard this group behind her, and it was like an older guy, probably in his 60s, and he's with his buddy and then their two wives, and they're chopping it up, shooting the breeze, and she goes out of the, you know, I hear them talking about Ben and Woods. And he's like, the guy, the main guy, like the ringmaster of the whole crew, was talking about me specifically. He goes, oh, that guy's a troublemaker and this and that. And I've known her a long time. And she goes, she said, she just DM'd me. She goes, she listened, like the whole conversation. And he was like friendly. He wasn't like, that guy's an idiot. He doesn't know. But he was like, I don't know, man. Like, he just pushes the buttons and blah, blah, blah. And she's sitting there. She's like, this is weird because, like, I know you, and they're talking to me. So finally, when she like paid her tax, she was like, hi, I'm really good friends with Woodsy and Ben and Paul, and they're the best show. And the guy's like, oh, tell them I said hi. So mind your P's and Q's when you're out there, people.
We have ears.
Well, I've got
everywhere.
Ears and eyes everywhere, all over this town. I texted my wife this morning. I really got nostalgic because the Vetter Cup, for some reason, got me this morning. Not like I wasn't like crying or anything, but I got nostalgic.
Okay, hey, it's gonna be okay.
I was thinking about it this morning, and you brought up a good question yesterday on the round table. I actually had a fun round table yesterday. That was a really fun one.
Good.
Your seventh inning stretch, and you kind of tied it into the Vetter Cup,
right?
You know, and I started thinking. I went, man, and I said on the show, like, Pearl Jam changed my whole life. Like, it literally did. It that album, when 10 came out, it, like, yanked me off of one path and, like, brought me onto another path and opened up a whole new avenue of music for me. And it was weird and nostalgic. So this morning, I go, I'm going to listen to a little Pearl Jam. And I went from album, like, I looked at all the albums and I went, oh, man. I go, I remember the day I bought 10. The day. I don't remember anything. Nothing. And I remember going into a record store, and my Uncle Jack in Michigan, his father-in-law owned a radio station. So Uncle Jack used to just ship me troughs of CDs. If you want any of them, take them. They're giving these away. The enterprising young man that I was, I would go in and sell them to the store and get store credit. So I had like $300 of store credit to Sam Goody. Genius move, right? It was brilliant. So I'm buying some stuff. And I walked up to the front desk, and there was one CD of Pearl Jam 10, and it was in the display. Like, this is what's playing. So I stopped, and I go, what is that? Guy goes, new band, out of Seattle, check them out. I go, all right, I'll buy it. And he goes, this is the last copy. It's the store copy. I go, can I buy it from you? He goes, yeah. Gives me the store copy. It had already been opened, already been played. Threw it in the car, listened to it with my best friend, and we just looked at each other, and I was like, what is this? I've never heard anything like this. It was great. And so I'm going through the albums this morning, and I'm like, look, I know Eddie Vedder's a Cub fan. At the end of the day, if the Cubs are playing the Padres or the Mariners, he's rooting for the Cubs. And that's fine. It's just a fun name for the whole deal, Seattle, San Diego. And I just got nostalgic, and I went, oh, their next album. I remember where I was when I bought that. Oh, this period in my life was really gnarly. I remember when No Code came out. I remember when Vitalogy came out. I remember the girls I was seeing at the time. Like, it just flooded me. So I go, man, what a cool thing. So I texted Hannah. I go, I would like to go to Seattle. The next time when they play Seattle up there, I go, I'd like to take the family up. And I want to go on the, like, musical tour of Seattle, which was so important to me for so long. I only went up there once for business, didn't really get a chance to look around. But I thought, man, I just bought all the way in on the Vedder Cup, and it just really made me nostalgic. And these albums were like lily pads in my life. It was crazy. I was jumping to them, going, "Oh my God! Oh! I remember when that came out that day." For some reason, I remember where I was when I bought every single one of those.
So was Nirvana kind of
first,
yeah. And then Pearl Jam? Uh-huh. Were you also a Nirvana person, or so had you not really gotten into that?
What happened to me is I did not know of Nirvana at all. Got 10, took it home, and then I started, it was back in the day, like, there's no internet. So the way that you learned about stuff like this is you would buy magazines and you would ask people that were more, you know, musically knowledgeable than you, who are these guys? And they had such a good legend about them, Pearl Jam did. And they spawned from a band who lost their lead singer, Andrew Wood, called Mother Love Bone, who I then turned and started to love them. And then I learned about Green River. And then I learned about all these bands from Seattle. And then I bought, you know, the Screaming Trees. And then I heard that my buddy said, you got to hear this. It's called Nevermind. It's by Nirvana. And he played the tape in his car. And it blew me out of every band I heard in that era. I just went, oh, my God, Soundgarden. I bought Soundgarden the same day I bought 10.
Which one was Mookie Blaylock?
That was Pearl Jam.
That was Pearl Jam.
That was their first name. And then they obviously couldn't run with the name Mookie Blaylock because there was a professional basketball player named Mookie Blaylock. But I just thought, man, the Vedder Cup. And now it's here. And I'm here, part of this thing. Like, pretty solid. Pretty solid. Made me a little bit nostalgic.
Going to be fun tonight. Obviously, this weekend. First official Vedder Cup. There's been unofficial ones for, I don't know, 20-plus years now since they started, quote-unquote, natural rivalries in Major League Baseball. We'll certainly look ahead to the series. Let me set the menu for the program. We can do that in a couple of minutes here after we check traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Of course, Woods, you mentioned a couple of good guests on a Friday. It is a SDFC Friday. Darren Smith, our weekly, will join us at 7:35 this morning as they get ready for another game tomorrow night at Snapdragon Stadium against Sporting KC. SDFC going for their fourth win in a row after beating the Colorado Rapids 2-0 on Wednesday night at Snapdragon Stadium. So trying to keep the momentum going. We'll talk a little soccer with Darren coming up at 7:35. He is back, by the way, from his Spanish vacation and that he's been on the last couple of weeks when we've talked to him. And
man, I'm sure he's miserable.
It is, yeah.
I'm sure he's miserable.
It's not the worst place to come back to.
No, it's not.
Just jet lag.
No,
just not being...
Just not being in Spain, watching soccer.
When's the last time
you
took a two-week vacation?
Still, like, I know you. If you took a two-week vacation anywhere, you'd be dying to come home.
Yeah. Well, no, Kawhi.
You weren't dying to. You were
the
happy
place I was...
Fully happy. Doesn't even matter where you go. If it's a nice vacation, there's a difference between going to Hawaii or going to Spain for a wedding for 4 days
or something,
and then 2 weeks where you're fully immersed.
You're in it.
In it.
That guy's sucking down paella and having a ball, going to 70,000 fan soccer games. Like, I don't know. They don't have kids, so like I'm sure there was a part. I promise you, in his mind, it's cranking right now. Like, Could we actually just go over there and do this for a while? Like, we'll ask him when he comes on.
Dude, best friend's older brother studied abroad for a semester in college in Spain.
Yeah.
Came back, graduated, packed everything
up.
He's been there for like 12 years. He still lives there.
Look at Adam Jones. The guy can't get him out of there. Yeah. He cannot get him out of Barcelona. So, yeah, we'll ask Darren, like, how bad is that vacation depression right now?
It is also a manager's report Friday. Mike Schilt, the skipper of the San Diego Padres, will join us at 9 o'clock this morning. Talk about his team and, mostly going fairly well. I mean, that was the theme on the round table yesterday. Padres, yeah, mostly ups, a couple downs, but mostly up so far this season.
Gonna ask Schilty about the Vetter Cup. And if he has any earthly idea what it is or who it
is. I'm curious.
Who
is Eddie Vedder?
I mean, you remember.
Should we do Pearl Jam trivia with
him? Into, like, Jim Harbaugh, Michigan, Ohio State, that school up north, and, that school from Ohio.
Yeah,
they won't even say the names of it. I can't see Mike Schilt totally getting into the, that team from the Pacific Northwest that we're taking on this weekend.
I mean, I think he hasn't. I mean, he has. He's probably like, what? Do you think he knows there's like a special thing?
Yeah. I think like he knows the game tonight.
I know he knows he has a game.
No,
He
knows it's the Vetter Cup.
Wait, tonight? We're on tonight? Yes, you're on tonight.
Are the players, they're wearing Military Appreciation Weekend hats.
Oh.
This weekend. They're not wearing, because I saw Don and Mud promoting, I think it's a theme game.
It's like a white ticket.
Yeah. White Vetter Cup hats. But yeah, he knows. Because I'm going to the game tonight, and I guess they're going to have like the party at the park before the game. It's not just beer fest or whatever. It's going to be like there's photo opportunities for the Vetter Cup. So I don't know if that's like cardboard cutouts of Eddie Vetter or something. Gonna have to take a
Isn't
lap.
Isn't there an actual trophy as well?
Maybe they
have the trophy out there. You can pose with it.
Yeah, maybe.
I can go grab that acoustic and we can just jam Pearl Jam songs in here. I know several still off the top of my head.
Little Friday karaoke with Ben and Woods. We'll have our regular features, of course. Don't do this. Take on Woods and the Roundel Report as well as we go until 10 o'clock this morning. Have some more tickets to give away to that Front Row Card Show. Last one this week's been a very popular prize. So stay tuned for your chance to win. Coming up later this morning as well.
Maybe the sweetest message we've ever got in the chat. Our buddy Rafa, who we love, one of our tier ones, says, my son X is nonverbal. He doesn't have many phrases, he says. He added a new one this morning. Be-wo. He loves his routine, and y'all are a part of
that
it.
That is awesome.
Oh, so sweet.
X, thank you for listening.
Thank you, X.
We appreciate
it. Love you guys.
Love you, buddy.
Thank you for making us part of your routine.
Make me tear up
in the morning.
And very nostalgic
you too, Rafa,
and sad.
As well.
Yeah.
All right, we will come back. No game last night, so we'll look ahead at the series against the Seattle Mariners. And some people don't want me to talk about it, but there was a notes column from John Heyman that involved the future of two San Diego Padres starting pitchers.
Dylan Who doesn't Cease. Want you to talk about it?
I saw a bunch of people who said, don't bring it up. It's too early in the season. Oh, don't be talking about it.
But I didn't know that.
We're going to talk about it.
I thought you meant me. I was like, no, let's go.
No. There were some fans who were like, no, I don't want to get into this. But it's big news. I mean, if it's true, it's big news for the San Diego Padres fan base. We'll talk about it coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First, though, on a Friday, let's get something off of your plate before the weekend even starts. You've been putting it off for months, probably years, like Woods and I were, and that is getting your estate documents in order, whether it's a will or go the full route of a trust where you can really take all your assets and help your family avoid the hassles and costs of probate court after you are gone.
No question, man, and just getting a will as well. You have to get it done, man. If you've got a family, if you have anything that you want to bequeath to anyone, it just makes sense to get it down on paper and in a legal document. So pretty simple. A lot of tier ones have done it. They're still doing it. Go to trustandwill.com. Use the code FAN, F-A-N, when you check out for 20% off. That's one-fifth off. Can't beat that, Benny. And listen, they'll ship you your estate documents for free.
Don't let the state decide what happens to your legacy. Avoid the family drama. Save possibly money on taxes and other things. Even establish guardianship for your children. Trust us. You will thank us later by going to trustandwill.com. That's trustandwill.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Thank you for the nice compliment, Dub J. Says, Ben, you really need to anchor the news full-time, or at least more often. I think it's your calling. You do a great job and are easy to listen to.
Ben, you do a great job.
Does that mean this is not my calling?
Ben, you do a great job.
I think you're great at this.
Well, thank you. My mother agrees. She said, yet last night, you really should, maybe you could replace David Muir on World News Tonight.
Maybe.
When he retires, and I'm... Yeah, that's a very mom thing to say. And thank you, Mom, for believing in me. Moms are there to believe
they
in
are.
You. Don't think they're taking a sportscaster from San Diego and making him the new face of World News Tonight on ABC.
When I was a bit aimless in my life and was kind of looking for, you know, what I wanted to be when I was a kid, you know, you go to your dad and your mom for advice. And my dad was always the advice guy. And he would do that to me, Ben. He'd be like, well, I mean, you like baseball. Why don't you go be a general manager of a baseball team? Like the most far-fetched ideas. I'm like, Dad, I don't know that I would qualify to be a GM of a team at 24 years old with a minor drug problem and alcohol problem. I don't know that they would hire me.
You got a problem.
Sight unseen to run their organization. It's a good idea in theory. But I don't think I'm on the right path in life or career to run a baseball team.
The blind belief of parents is a wonderful
Dude,
thing.
It's unbelievable. It? Now I've tried to not be that as a parent. Like, maybe you guys put the basketball down. Neither of you are very good. You're not very good at it, and your coordination really isn't there.
Your genes are not going to get you tall enough at any point.
Yeah. I mean, look, let's be honest. You're both fairly athletic, but I don't think this is the sport for you guys. And they're like, oh, cool, Dad. Thanks for the sport. Maybe you don't play soccer either, because I really don't feel like going out to watch it on Saturdays and Sundays and twice a week or whatever. So I've actually gone the other way as a parent, less supportive. And I feel like it's gone pretty
well. More realistic.
More realistic, yes.
Very realistic.
I'm not
parents.
Trying to BS these guys. Not saying your mom's BSing you. I think you could anchor anything. I think if somebody said, we need you to anchor, I think you could do it because you've done it. You know, I don't think that's off the table for you. But me running a baseball team was definitely off the table.
So while I was anchoring last night, happened to see this note cross my feed from John Heyman, New York Post, his Friday baseball notes column, and it led off with some news about your San Diego Padres. He writes, the Padres are hopeful of re-signing one of two star free agent starters. And he's talking, of course, about Michael King and Dylan Cease. And he says, and word is, the one they'll likely target is Michael King. One scout says he sees similarities to Greg Maddux. It won't be easy, as King has East Coast roots. The ex-Yankee is from Rhode Island. King is a star now, but he'll likely cost less than Dylan Cease due to Cease's total track record.
Sure.
And that's,
what's up? This is Michael King.
So... You know, some people reacted like, I don't want to talk about this right now. It's too early in the season. Others were like, the Padres would like to bring, you know, one of those guys back. And I tend to agree with that. Of course, they would like to. The question is, can they afford to bring either of them back in free agency next year? And at least according to what John Heyman is hearing, or, you know, and how much weight you want to put in that is certainly up to you. He says the Padres are hopeful. It's not at least a foregone conclusion. We have no chance of re-signing either of those guys. They're going to be way too expensive. We're too close to the luxury tax level that we can't even think about bringing back either of those guys. The other sentiment, Woods, that I saw was a fairly large preponderance, if not a unanimous opinion from Padres fans, that if you could only have one of the two, that Michael King would be the choice. For various reasons, you know, obviously King's been a little more dominant, got a probably less mileage on his arm, but as Heyman says, he thinks Cease is going to be more expensive due to Cease's track record.
Well, track record and agent. I mean, the agent factor plays greatly into it. You will cease to win if you don't sign Dylan. I can already hear it now.
Sure.
From Scott Boras. And, you know, look, the mileage is certainly something. The fit is about the same. I mean, I think they both enjoy being here. I think they both really enjoy pitching and playing for Mike Schilt and in front of the San Diego Padres faithful. I think they both really enjoy it. But he's going to command more.
I get that, but if everyone seems to agree, yeah, we should try to sign King, and then you're hoping, and he might even be a little cheaper. Isn't price dictated by demand?
I think it's dictated by a lot.
If the rest of baseball also feels like, Michael King's probably maybe a more dominant, better starter, isn't that going to raise his price tag more than Dylan Cease's price tag?
Well, his price tag has come up. There is absolutely no doubt about it. I mean,
it's going up with every start.
Going up with every start. I don't know, man. I do think people are right to say it's May. So why is John Heyman writing about this? You know, John Heyman's also the guy that's been pushing for Michael King and Dylan Cease to be traded to any or all New York teams.
And that ain't happening.
I think they finally are realizing that's not going to happen during the season with the way the Padres are
playing. We're 11 games above 500.
12.
12 games above 500.
So now they pivot to, I said it to you this morning. I go, I think this is just a kind of a filler blurb from Heyman, because I don't even think you need to talk to anybody in the organization to just kind of put those two and two together.
Yeah, but I would say it would be more Heyman-like if his filler blurb was, experts don't believe the Padres are going to be able to afford either of those guys. And, you know, the Yankees are known to be in on Cease, and the Mets are going to want to sign, but they're, you know, the Dodgers are going to get on both of them. At least he wrote, you know, I don't know who said it, but the Padres are hopeful. And it makes me feel like, well, at least there's going to be an aggressive attempt to bring back one of those guys, likely Michael King, at the end of the season.
Maybe he gleaned it from our interview that we had with Eric Grubner, where I asked him, you know, about Michael King and you know, we're hopeful. I mean, we're trying to win a World Series this year. But I mean, he essentially said, obviously you have a guy like Michael King in your organization and Dylan Cease. You want to bring those guys back. Obviously, you know, being able to afford both of them is probably off the table. But I can't say that with any certainty. I would imagine it is.
Would you think there's any chance of an in-season extension for one of those guys?
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely.
If you're Michael King, though, and you're so close, and you're Dylan Cease, and you're so close to the brass ring of free agency.
I mean, you just never know, though.
My gut tells me.
Why not wait now until the end of the year?
My gut tells me Dylan Cease is like a Juan Soto type, and that they're destined for free agency.
Yeah, he's going
to
hit free agency
from the teams and be wined and dined by whoever wants to sign him. I could see Michael King being open to an in-season extension. I just don't know if we can afford it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're Michael King and you really want to come back, you can always still come back at the end of the season. You just have a better negotiating position when you're a free agent. Nothing prevents you from returning to the San Diego Padres because you become a free agent.
Yeah, bro, we've seen some weird stuff over the last few years.
We have.
Guys that you would have thought would sign immediately they're like 4 weeks into spring training and they don't know where they're going.
Yeah,
like,
and you know, Dylan Cease is in my mind's eye. You know, he's an Atlanta Brave. You know, it's, he makes his home there. It's just
one of you said Yankees
scene.
Yesterday, and
wasn't me.
He seems like a Yankee.
Yeah, I can 100% see that.
I see him as a Brave.
Could be the mustache. Braves, will they pay? I mean, they have been unwilling.
That's true.
The going rate for superstars,
even when they
sign guys. Usually, it's their below market, you know, discount extended guys. So I don't know if he'll end up with the Braves or not.
It's hard because I you know, at the end of the day, I can't worry about something that's 6-8 months away. We need them both to pitch, you know, like the aces.
I hope Dylan Cease gets a $500 million contract because he pitches so well from now until October.
Wins a World Series. Yeah. You know,
Padre Bot says 4 years, $110 million for King.
I just don't see it.
That's $27.5 million a year. I don't at the current prices for starting pitching. Are you telling me there's not a few owners out there who will look at Michael King and be so tantalized that they will authorize, all right, you go up another five. Let's make sure we land this guy. I just feel like Michael King is good enough. He's a great person. He's someone that you feel good about giving that money to. Every pitcher is a risk, obviously, an injury risk. You can never eliminate that possibility. Even Dylan Cease, as durable as he's been, still a huge injury risk. He's a pitcher in Major League Baseball.
Well, listen, you got injury. So, you know, the injury risk thing pretty much goes out the window as it pertains to starting pitching, because Jacob DeGrom makes $37 million a year. Blake Snell makes $36.4 million a year. Garrett Cole, injured, makes $36 million a year. Corbin Burns, $35 million a year.
Why would Michael King take $10 million less than those guys?
Correct.
Yeah, maybe
Tyler Glasnow.
Maybe $2 million less, but not $10 million less.
Tyler Glasnow makes $27 million a year. Max Fried makes $27 million a year. Carlos Rodon makes $27 million a year.
I'd pay Michael King more than Tyler Glasnow.
100%.
Tyler made of Glasnow.
Correct. Correct.
There's just no chance that, I mean, someone's going to want to pay him at least $30
million. Correct.
At least.
Correct. So, now, again, you know, he's having a child. Does he want to raise his family here? Does he want to put down roots? All these things are working the Padres' favor. He's got a foundation here. Great. Boy, we've seen guys get out of town quicker for less money. You know what I mean? It's just,
I think the floor is like 5 years, $150 million, like 30 a year. And it probably goes a little up from there for Michael King.
No doubt.
Now, can the Padres do that? Maybe they find a way.
Yeah.
To do that, to keep Michael King. He's, I think, a really important piece for the Padres going forward, if they can manage it.
One of those guys would make you absolutely sick if he left, just because of who he is personally, who he is professionally, who he is, you know, stuff-wise, performance-wise. He is a stud, man. He is a stud. And I feel massively comfortable every time he grabs the ball. I can't say the same for really anybody else on the squad right now. He's fantastic.
We will see Michael King in the upcoming Vetter Cup Series against the Seattle Mariners. We'll take a look ahead at the next 3 days coming up after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. And don't forget, Padres fans, stay tuned later this morning at 9 a.m. for the Manager's Report with Mike Schilt, refreshed by EcoWater SoCal. Try alkaline water for just
water.
We're just getting ready for our Philly trip later this year.
What's the scenario?
Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. EcoWater SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925.
It is Friday, buddy.
I do have some updated pitching matchup. This is MLB.com. I tend to think that they are a little more up to date than the like ESPN website when it comes to pitching matchups, because they had TBD listed for all three Mariners starters until last night this morning. But now, officially, as expected, Logan Evans is the scheduled starter tonight.
How many Logans do they have on that team? Every kid's Logan on there.
I mean, it is Logan Evans, right?
Yeah, I think it's Logan Evans.
Steven Kolek going for your San Diego Padres. Nice piece about Steven Kolek, by the way,
in
the UT. Tomorrow is now listed as Emerson Hancock against Nick Pivetta.
Okay.
And then on Sunday, they actually have Brian Wu now listed going up against Michael King in the series finale.
What a matchup.
Yeah.
What a matchup.
He's one of their few healthy
frontline
starters that they have left, and it looks like the Padres will not dodge him
as had been speculated perhaps with the earlier pitching matchups that were posted online middle of last week.
This week. Logan Evans, who we will see tonight, is 1-1 with a 3.60, 15 innings pitched. Yeah, looks decent, right-hander. Don't know much about him.
I told you he was a former Padres prospect. Would you believe me?
Yes.
I would too, but I don't think it's true.
Okay. Just I would absolutely believe it.
Sounds like he could have been a former Padres prospect.
No question. No question. You don't want to see former Padres prospect and player Andrés Muñoz at all.
You do not.
If you could avoid it this weekend, he's off to a really, really good start. So are the Mariners, man. 23-19, first in the AL West. This is a battle. This is going to be a really, really good matchup. You know, they have what they needed, Ben. Guys are starting to hit for them. Julio Rodriguez is starting to hit. They got Big Dumper. Going to go see Cal Raleigh out there.
Cal Raleigh having a nice season.
Yep, J.P. Crawford's actually hitting a little bit. Randy Arozarena, I'm not sure how he's doing. But yeah, they're playing really well, man. 23-19 for them. Should be a fun one.
Emerson Hancock was their first-round draft pick back in 2020. Sixth overall pick in the draft. Has not done much this year. He's got a 6.91 ERA, 1.71 whip. So, you know, he's one of the bodies they're sticking in there while their main guys like Bryce Miller and Logan Gilbert are on the injured list right now. And then, of course, Brian Wu is good, and I believe he's had some success against the Padres. Haven't really looked up his career numbers. I just saw they added him to the projected pitching rotation for this weekend for a Sunday's game again against Michael King.
Nice.
Like that piece, though. You did get a chance to read it about Stephen Kolek.
Yeah, I skimmed through it yesterday.
And talking about
Who wrote it?
Jeff Sanders, I believe.
Yeah,
and the mentorship that Michael King has taken Stephen Kolek under his wing. And, of course, you know, it's a good featurey story this weekend because, of course, Kolek was stolen from the Seattle Mariners organization in the Rule 5 draft before the 2024 season. Padres were able to hide him on the roster all year long in the bullpen, at least until he was on the injured list for the last, you know, month or so of the year in order to keep him, because you can't send Rule 5 draft picks down to the minors. And then this offseason, they converted him back to a starting pitcher where he started his career as going into Camp 44 with Joe Musgrove and, you know, expanding the pitching repertoire. And Michael King seeing a lot of himself in Stephen Kolek in terms of the, you know, the pitch mix and the weapons and Kolek's head going, okay, you can do this because I could do it, but it took me a couple years here to figure out how do I pitch? How do I mix my pitches? How do I set up batters when I'm going to face them multiple times? When do I go for strikeouts? When do I go for soft contact? And he's trying to accelerate that learning curve for Stephen Kolek so he doesn't have to go through some of the struggles that Michael King felt he went through as he was making this transition with the Yankees a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I mean, and you made the point yesterday, you know, Kolek has not faced the world's greatest competition yet. He will have a bigger challenge when he squares off against the Mariners tonight. But, you know, with a plan, with the arsenal that he has, a plan to execute it, I mean, why not? You know, absolutely, why not? What he's shown. Anybody can throw a CG, complete game shutout in Colorado. Was it a shutout?
Yeah,
Colorado. Mm-hmm. You get an extra start or two from me. You're going to earn a little bit of trust if you can make that, you know, twirl a gem like that. So, obviously, a lot of confidence to build on from that start. And a pretty good mentor in his ear, Ben, telling him what to do and what not to do. And, yeah, like you said, when to try to get a punchy, when to try to get that soft contact. There's so much that goes into this that you know, can make you insane when you think about it.
So, yeah, King talked about how, you know, he would give up soft contact, and they would say, that's fine, kid. I mean, you're doing it right, but it would get through for a hit or would bloop in, and you go, and my ERA is 6. And I'm like, I don't want an ERA with 6. I don't want it to necessarily come down to, you know, BABIP. If the, you know, the gods are on my side and it happens to, you know, go to a fielder, I'm great. But if it doesn't, what do I do? So, you know, he started learning, okay, when you get to 2 strikes, don't leave it up to soft contact. Get your strikeout pitch in order. Now, if you can get him to swing at the first or second pitch and hit a soft grounder, take your chances, because that's, as a starter, that's gold. If you can get an out in 1 or 2 pitches, now, some of those will get through for ground ball singles or, you know, looping liners that'll fall in. Don't worry about it. Then you come back and you figure out a way to strike out the next guy. It's all about managing the entire game as a whole. It's not necessarily, you know, it's all on this pitch, it's all on this batter. It's like, look at the, like, take the holistic view, as Mike Schilt would say, of your entire start and figure out what's the best way I can beat this team as a whole and, you know, finding a way to mix it up to be effective.
Yeah, excited to watch him pitch, man. It was certainly, it's been great watching him pitch so far, and want to keep those good vibes going at home, certainly. Take it to Seattle tonight. If the offense shows up, you know, we absolutely will win that game. You know, if the offense continues to mash the ball, you know, again, we talked on the roundtable yesterday. Do we want to see a little bit more slug from this team? Sure. Yeah, that'd be great. But the way that they've won ball games, Ben, they haven't quite needed it
yet. I almost
said
I don't want to see more slug.
Yeah, it from guys like Manny, who's just locked in. He's just hitting doubles.
This is Manny Machado.
You know, that like,
just I don't want to see Manny do anything different.
Keep doing what you're doing.
I'd be happy if he hits 11 home runs, but hits 340 with tons of doubles and continues to just nuke the ball every time that he hits it. And
plays 159 games.
Line drive with great defense. I could care less if his home run numbers are down.
He won't be happy, but I get it.
He'll be happy. This is a better version of Manny Machado.
Yeah, right now. Maybe the best.
I think so. Maybe I think this is the best version of Manny Machado. Now, will I take it if the home runs, as Tony Gwynn Jr. said, they'll start flying out of the yard as the season goes on. It warms up. If you keep hitting it hard, you're going to launch some. Maybe he'll get up to his 30 like he always does. But I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to sit here and go, oh, man, he's only got 3 home runs. What's wrong? Nothing. Nothing is wrong at all. Everything is right.
I'll take this.
Everything is right.
I mean, watching him hit has been amazing.
I guess depending on how you look at it, it's the best start he's had, certainly as a Padre.
No doubt.
Did have some baseball action yesterday. We can go through some of the results, including a blowout involving the Los Angeles Dodgers. At the Golf Major, second round underway at the PGA Championship, and more. Darren Smith, hour number 2, all coming up next on San Diego's number 1 sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get 1 line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.